Sports Means Business with Larry Williams and Vodafone. Be a ready business on News Talk ZB.
Good evening. It's now 6:07. Well, there are calls for an official investigation into the relationship between mortgage brokers and real estate agents. It follows a report from Consumer New Zealand suggesting some real estate agents are getting kickbacks by linking up clients with a mortgage broker. What's more, it's not unheard of for a broker to be pressured by an agent to get information on how much the purchaser can afford to pay for a property. Consumer New Zealand's Jessica Wilson joins us on this. And Jessica, evening to you.
Evening, Larry.
So how deep do these links run?
Well, look, what we've seen, the financial ties between brokers and agents are getting closer. Not only are agents referring consumers to brokers, but these brokers might work in the same office as the real estate agent, and they might, their firms might be owned by the same parent company. So ties are very close.
Right. Is this a new development, or it's been happening for some time?
Look, it's getting more prevalent. We've seen the ties get closer, and real estate agents buying into mortgage broking firms. So it is growing.
What are your concerns about this from a consumer angle?
The main concern for us is the inherent conflicts of interest these relationships raise, and primarily the risk that when you have brokers and agents sharing close working relationships, what happens if your personal information gets shared? For example, the agent puts a bit of pressure on the broker to find out how much you can bid on a property. Now, armed with that information, of course, the agent's in a really good position to hold out for a higher price, means the buyer ends up spending more than they wanted, and really what the market would otherwise sustain.
Right, and as you mentioned before, you've got mortgage brokers. Some of them are actually owned by the real estate firm, are they?
That's right. They share common ownership, yeah.
Is it all around disclosure and lack of transparency?
There needs to be significant changes to improve disclosure, that's for sure. At the moment, there are no specific requirements for brokers to disclose these relationships, or really, you know, their commissions or referral fees that they may pay to agents. Similarly, the legislation for real estate agents isn't strong enough either in terms of the disclosure that's required. So we want to see that addressed.
Okay, and there's no question that the real estate firm is getting a kickback off the mortgage broker?
Well, look, the couple of firms we've talked to have confirmed that happens. So yes, it is happening in practice. Whether the consumer's told about that will depend on the individual agent, whether they're prepared to disclose it verbally. But there's no requirement at the moment, no formal requirement for them to disclose it in writing. And there should be, really. It shouldn't be up to the consumer to have to, you know, delve deep and to find out what kickbacks might be going on and what might be happening when they're referred to a mortgage broker by an agent.
What action would you like to see from authorities?
Well, we think, given the growing ties between agents and brokers, we'd like to see more scrutiny of the market to make sure these payments, these kickbacks and commissions aren't skewing consumer advice, and actually consumers can rely on the advice they're getting and know that they're dealing with someone who's independent.
Jessica, thank you very much. That is Jessica Wilson from Consumer New Zealand. It's now 6:11.